Find yourself a place, a position, in which you can sit, recline, and relax comfortably. Allowing yourself to feel safe, calm, at ease. And I want you to give yourself permission to take this time just for you. I want you to relax just for a little while at least. I want you to let go. Let go of all the thoughts of responsibility that would normally preoccupy your mind. Resting, totally assured that if anything were to require your immediate attention, you would instantly be capable of attending to it. But for now, there is nothing of importance. Nothing at all to stop you from taking this time to just relax. To relax and enjoy the feeling of returning to your natural state. Your natural state of simply just being. So if you haven't already, allow your eyes to softly close now, because I want you to imagine. Imagine a beautiful white light, a radiant white light, reaching out, sending rays of protection to soothe, to warm, to comfort you. This white light might hover above you, just shining clearly and brightly. It's always there, always ready, always available to serve you, to protect you, to soothe you. In your mind, can you see the vibrant white rays that are being projected down towards you? I want you to imagine that these rays are being drawn closer and closer with every breath you take. Closer until the warmth and the light, it's touching you, wrapping around you, cloaking your entire being, soothing, calming, protecting from negativity. And just knowing this light is there to protect you means you don't need to concern yourself about anything right now. You can just allow yourself to feel free. Free to relax. Free to enjoy the feeling of having nothing at all to bother your mind. Nothing at all to think about. Nothing other than here and now. And right here and now, all you need to focus on is the air that you breathe. Breathing deeply and easily. You can fill up those lungs with purifying air that surrounds you. Content in the knowledge that your body is being nourished with oxygen, with an abundance of life energy. The pure universal energy that is your life force. This energy is yours. It's abundant in every breath you take. And it can be directed by your mind to do anything that you want it to do, in any way you want to do it. So breathing deeply and easily now, I want you to ask your mind to direct that pure, calming, relaxing energy to travel all the way around your body. from the very top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. Breathing in pure relaxation. Directing it out to every muscle, every fibre in your body. With every breath you take, you're directing yourself to let go. Directing yourself to let go of all the tension, all the strain, all the negativity. And you're replacing it with a deep sense of pure relaxation. Any part of your body that doesn't feel totally comfortable, just direct that energy out to that place and allow that part to relax. Just relax, allowing your whole body to become limp and loose. From the top of your head all the way down to the soles of your feet. Just continuing to breathe deeply and easily, now allowing yourself to let go and relax. Letting go of all the strain, of any tension. Simply allowing it to evaporate, to disappear. Let go of anything that no longer serves you. Watch as it floats upwards, drifts outwards, as it leaves you feeling calmer and more relaxed as you let go. Calmer and more relaxed with every breath you take, feeling more peaceful, completely awash with this relaxation. And you're possibly starting to feel so relaxed by now. Maybe you're thinking it would simply take way too much effort to move right now, and that's just fine. I'm sure you could probably move if you wanted to, if you needed to, but it would be understandable if instead you chose just to stay there, just to bask in pure relaxation. Indeed, why would you even want to move when you can stay there and enjoy the peace, the feeling of being so deeply comfortable, so relaxed, so deeply comfortable, remaining relaxed, continuing to breathe deeply. Free to let your mind wander to anywhere that you'd like. And you don't even have to pay full attention to what I'm saying. You are free to dream about whatever you please. And you may occasionally hear something that I say, and then drift off again. And that's okay. Because you don't have to listen to me to benefit from this experience. Your subconscious will do all the listening and hear every word I say. Your subconscious mind is now open, ready to receive, absorb new suggestions, new ideas, new concepts. New ways of looking at things. And these suggestions can absorb and embed deep down and have an immediate and lasting effect, a positive effect upon your entire life. As the unique and valuable person that you are, you can love yourself. You can show yourself respect, and you have the confidence to expect others to also treat you with love and respect. You have the confidence to reject any negative comments because you know you're an interesting person and others enjoy listening to what you have to say. You know yourself very well. And you like this person that you know. You're well aware of your own intentions. And you don't need to worry of others who don't know you as well as you know you, if they misinterpret your words or actions. There are millions and millions and billions of people on this planet, each and every single one of them unique. And it's not your job to accommodate into your life all of these individuals. You can listen to what they have to say, spend time with them if you wish. If not, you can respectfully reject their belief. You can have the confidence to stand by your own. And every time you have the confidence to stand by your own belief, your own value, it has the effect of making you feel even more confident. And you're feeling more and more confident each and every day. You can walk around with your head held high, confident, proud of the fact that you are a kind, loving, understanding person. A person with a lot to offer. And if other people have not yet recognized this and treated you accordingly, you now have the confidence to make them notice. When they do notice, when they compliment you, you can and will accept the compliment, knowing that it's well deserved, and you can feel proud, confident about yourself. With your new deep down self-confidence, you can be more assertive, more sure of yourself, more willing to stick to your values, to go for and achieve your goals. And with each and every goal you do achieve, no matter how small, your confidence and your self-esteem grows and grows. You may feel happier as your confidence improves, self-esteem improves, values raise. You may feel your social life improving now that you have the confidence to approach others, to initiate conversations, to listen, laugh, smile, accept compliments. You find people are very receptive to you. Perhaps they're charmed by your warm nature, by that easy, natural style. You now have the confidence to make your own suggestions. As you realize deep, deep down that you don't need to just go along with what others want if it's not serving you. Unless you feel that others' suggestions are better than yours, sometimes you may think they are, but other times maybe not. You now have the deep down confidence to make up your own mind, to stand by the decisions you make, to stand behind what you think. And you have the assertiveness to make others respect you for this. You may learn new and exciting things about bringing attention to yourself, having the confidence to ask the deeper questions, having the intelligence to understand the response and to still remain assertive, feeling so much more self-assured now, having the confidence to ask more questions as your knowledge increases, giving you even more confidence still. Feeling happy, content within yourself, with no need to judge others. And if others judge you, you can feel compassion, because they don't have the same confidence within themselves to correct their situation. And you'll feel good, thankful for the opportunity to prove to yourself that you have the ability to be compassionate. And you recognize that this has increased your own self-worth, doubled your confidence within yourself. When you look in a mirror, see this vibrant, confident, self-assured, kind, caring and compassionate, unique person standing right there smiling back at you. But for now, just rest comfortably, being fully aware of your own inner world and that special part of you that's central to your whole being. This is a part that's intangible, but nevertheless it exists. It's been with you since the moment of your conception. This part of you, this part within you, is all-knowing, is wise and yet logical and practical, able to evaluate any event, personality or action with a sense of reason and inner knowledge that seems to have been born within you. And this part of you that's aware that your body and mind are sometimes in need of healing in order to attain that sense of wholeness that you so rightly deserve. Your inner self possesses a higher intelligence, is kind and knowledgeable. Your inner self knows far more than you think you know, and its kindness to yourself and others, especially to those who genuinely need it, knows no limits. Your higher sense resides deep within the subconscious mind. It's always been with you and for you, looking after your best interests, your best interests, helping guide you through the traumas of life, guiding you through periods of growth and development, helping you in every way possible, as it continues to do so in the present, as it will in the future, helping you to survive and thrive through difficult predicaments. You can call this higher self by any name that you wish. Some refer to it as their inner guide. Others know it as an internal advisor. Maybe you call it intuition. Maybe you prefer to call it a guardian angel. The name doesn't matter, because its function is always to protect you however it can. And of course, you've experienced difficulties in the past. And you will continue to experience difficulties in the present and in the future at certain times, because life provides that. Life throws unexpected surprises towards us, but they help us to grow. They help us to develop, and we become stronger as a result of life. All of these life occurrences, they shape you into the person you are. And the more difficulties you've experienced in the past, the stronger a personality you ultimately will become. You can learn from every past mistake. You can understand the difference between right and wrong, between negative and positive, between being assertive or passive. And opposites will always exist, but you can always decide where you stand on the scale. Your higher self allows you to remember all that you need to remember about the past, about all the things that have happened to you. And once you remember, you can realize that you have in fact been an ingenious survivor, rather than a victim of unfortunate circumstances. And you can thank your inner self for being there for you, for bringing you right here now. So now, let go. Let go of any negative emotions attached to any old negative memories. Just let go of those negative emotions, if any remain. Know that you can have memories of the past, because they are a part of what helped you to become the person you now are. However, you don't have to be those memories. So let go. Let go of the attachment to all the energy within those old memories. Let go and enjoy a new sense of freedom, inner calm, a sense of opportunity to be who you want to be. When you're free of the past, you find yourself enjoying a much happier life in the present. You find yourself coping more effectively with the everyday tasks of daily living, becoming a stronger, more assertive, more positive person. Every day, you can continue to grow stronger, to feel better, to see things more objectively and clearly, rationally. Every day you become better equipped to evaluate all the circumstances around you, to make and reach a better decision. And as you feel better, happier, stronger within yourself, you realize that you really are moving forward in life. No longer are you standing on the sidelines, waiting for things to happen or not. Not anymore. Now you are up. You are up and about, making things happen. You're advancing and progressing, growing stronger, improving your understanding of life and the purpose of living in your own special way. You're a valuable member of society, and you can use your own special talents and gifts to help others. You're a kind, caring human being. Kind to others, as you're now kind to yourself. Everything you do, do it to the best of your ability. Be proud of yourself. Proud of all of your achievements. At the same time, you can strike a special balance between any aspects of family life, relationships, career, even leisure. Your life is free from demand because you can instinctively strike the right chord, producing balance and harmony in life. Finding that you're able to understand yourself better, to respect your thinking, your feelings, and your positive emotions. You respect yourself, developing a very strong sense of pride and self-worth. And these things are happening to you, not because I say so. Not because of any magic or miracles, but because you have already decided this is the path you want to walk along. This is what you want. You've decided this, and you are you. You and you alone are in control of you and your amazing subconscious mind. Every day that confidence increases now. That sense of self-worth growing stronger as you accept that you really are a wonderful, unique human being who has so much to offer this world. With your own talents, perhaps ones you've even yet to explore. Your own past experiences from which you've learned so much. Your approach to the present and the future can now be optimistic and positive, now that your ego and sense of self is strengthening daily, strength to strength, each and every day. And you may find yourself taking small and tentative steps at first, but with each and every successful step you navigate, you find that they soon increase into long, confident strides. As you grow closer and closer to the person that you are naturally destined to be. The one that your higher self always knew that you would be. A confident person. Imagine yourself at a not too distant date from now. Imagine having already accomplished perhaps many tasks that you would have previously felt unable to accomplish. And in this moment, not too distant a date from now, in this moment, see yourself standing tall, straight, head held high, shoulders back, confident, but smiling. You look and feel so relaxed, happy and confident. That body language is open, and you're greeting the people you meet with a genuine, warm, friendly smile, just feeling good about yourself. And this makes other people feel good about you, to treat you as you deserve to be treated. You've always had all these wonderful, unique qualities. But now they seem to be radiating from you. Touching others, helping them to feel better about who they are too. Now you're really beginning to look forward to this wonderful future. A future in which you feel more in control of your thoughts and decisions. You're in control. Not anyone else. Not me, not any friends, family, colleagues, but you. because you alone have your best interest at heart. Only you, nobody else, can possibly know exactly what you're thinking or feeling or going to do. And you're going to surprise yourself with this newfound confidence, this ability to make the decisions that affect you in life. As children, some of us are taught to wait, to be patient, to let others go first. And while patience in its own right is a virtue, it can sometimes be so much more beneficial to take those opportunities that are presented to us, without giving ourselves the chance to talk ourselves out of something that we instinctively feel is right for us. Just follow those instincts. Do what you have to do. When you're faced with a choice, and there's only one to be made, you naturally know what to do. After all, you've been making decisions of one sort or other throughout the whole of life. Some of this is achieved through conscious, rational, critical thinking. Some of it is achieved through trusting your instincts, trusting your inner self. But you always know what to do. It's just that sometimes you don't know that you know what to do. The first step in making those difficult decisions is to define the problem. Define exactly how it affects you or the people you're responsible for. Gather together all of the information you need to make an effective decision. Think about all the alternatives, weigh them up, and then draw from your reservoir of experience, from all of that unconscious knowledge and intuition. When you've made your decision, you implement it. Then monitoring how things are progressing, learning from the results. Because it's so simple for you to make decisions. And having made one, you find that you can be flexible. If the decision wasn't the right one at the right time, it's not the end of the world. Your mind is still open to fresh ideas, to inspiration. Trust in yourself, and you won't go far wrong. Some decisions in life can be life-changing, and these are often the hardest ones. Do you stay in the safety of what you're used to? Or do you try new ventures? Do you take a plunge into deep water? If you know how to swim, then there's no problem with that. But if the water's cold or dangerous in any way and you still know how to swim, then you might choose to refrain from diving straight in. Sometimes you've no idea what that water is like. But you can often test it first. And having done so, you might find it comfortably warm. You can immerse yourself in a new way of life, enjoying the knowledge that deep water can also support you. And you're strong and confident. So much more than that, you now trust yourself to support yourself. You know, we've all made wrong decisions at times. That's how we learn. We learn from feedback. We learn from our mistakes. If your decision turns out to be wrong for you, then you can look upon it as a learning experience, one of the many that life brings to you. From now on, you can see challenges waiting to be overcome, with your mind filled with confident thoughts, telling yourself, I can do this. I can do anything I put my mind to because I trust myself. I can do this. From now on, you will believe that there is no such thing as a wrong decision. Sometimes you have to adjust the results of a decision you make. And that's easily achieved if you keep an open mind. Always adjust and adapt and go with the flow. Always be prepared to reevaluate all the circumstances around you, so that you can adapt your own goals to get the most benefit from any given situation. This is your new decision, and you are in complete charge of what that decision will be. it's now easier to see the big picture, to allow for any unknown influences that may have an effect on your future. It's perfectly normal. And you now see it as an everyday occurrence, just like getting up in the morning, getting ready to face the day. Decisions are now easy to make because you accept that they are not cast in stone. Decisions can be adapted to your will. And every decision you make from now on can be of benefit to you. Great experiences or powerful lessons. These decisions may even help others around you, because it's your choice, your will, your life. Only you can affect it. So trust those instincts. Do what's right. Feel confident that your decisions are the right ones. And these suggestions can firmly embed down in your subconscious mind, feeding and fueling that inner self as it gets stronger and stronger as every day goes by. In a moment, I'm simply going to count from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, you can return to being wide awake, fully awakened consciousness, perhaps having amazing feelings flowing through your body, calm and confident thoughts flowing through your mind, acting assertively. Now comes naturally to you. And the more you put your new confidence skills into practice, the more refined and effective they become. So when you're ready, I want you to come all the way back at the count of 5 and bring back with you all these confident, positive, assertive feelings, beginning with 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open. Welcome back.